And right now in the studio, we have the one and only Mill City Rizzy, Rizvan. How you doing, my bro?
Good, thanks.
Oh, is it coming through though? Coming through your headphones? Maybe jump on that mic there. See if that one comes through.
1, 2, 1, 2.
There we go.
There he is.
So, how's the day been?
Not bad. Can't complain. Still breathing. Weather's not the best, but you know, we're here.
Yeah, totally.
Gotta take the bright side of life.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, man.
Definitely. Well. Excellent. Great to hear. And we're here to talk about your, you're calling it an EP, right?
Yeah, it's only a short little 6-track, I think it is.
A little number?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it's called Neverland. And yep. The first thing that I want to ask is where that comes from.
I think the overall theme that I kind of decided was, to me, Neverland is obviously the story of Peter Pan and him never growing up. And for me, that's where I find creativity and my imagination always coming from, is I draw inspiration from my childhood. And yeah. I think that's where, you know, your creativity is based, like that's the foundation. When you're younger, you're always like, oh, Santa Claus, Easter Bunny, like all these like fantasies as a child. And then as you get older, your tunnel vision becomes more narrow, and I think reality kicks in, and life's kind of boring. Like,
yeah, totally.
Because everything's being told to you, like, there's no tooth theory. There's no, you know, and you're like, eh?
Nothing's
there's
a
no
surprise anymore.
Like, eh? It's like, what have I got to look forward to?
Yeah.
And I feel like your imagination is being crushed and creativity is being crushed because, you know, you become more, I don't know, conservative and more conform to, I don't know, the norms of society, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and so I feel when I create, and as an artist or creative, I feel like that's where I always draw from. And because I feel creatives and artists in general just have this their essence, or like they hold on to that childhood sort of time, or not stuck in it, but I feel like that's where we draw a lot of our creativity and ideas and stuff from. And so
totally.
I call it Neverland because I feel like when I create music, I'm back to being young again. Like, it gives me youth.
Yeah, you know? Totally.
Like,
yeah.
I'm in my 30s now, like early 30s, earliest 30s. and I'm still jamming. And growing up, people will be always like, "Bro, why don't you just get a real job?" Or like, are you still doing music? Like, are you still rapping? Like, man. But I mean, I know it's a fine balance between doing what you want and then doing mm-hmm. what you need to do.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
But yeah, I think that's the overall theme of the project.
Yeah. And do you think, like, things, when you're talking about how sort of like creativity can, and like you don't really have the surprises that you have when you're a kid and that type of thing, do you think things like the internet can open up sort of like space where you can find new things and you can kind of be exposed to so much more stuff?
Yep. Accessibility to information is so vast now. And so I feel like I can't wait to, like, when I hear like the Grow Room Boys and their age, and I'm just like, bro, you know, like
crazy,
I sometimes question myself, like, how come I didn't come up with something like that at that age? But it's a different time, and you have access to so much more information, and it's a good thing, and I'm happy. And I think I come from an era where things were like secretive and you never knew too much about certain artists or how they made this, and now it's all out there, laid out, and it's open source.
Yeah.
So I feel like there's more development, and it'll move faster now.
Yeah.
There'll be much more progress, and the levels of musicianship and creativity that these kids are taking it to, I'm just blown, man.
It
like
is
my
crazy.
Mind is blown, and I'm. But I need to understand it in order to be not intimidated.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I'll be like, why am I even still doing this now? Because these kids are just like taking it somewhere else, you know?
Yeah.
But when I understand, I'm like, oh, that's all good. Cause we all have our role in the scene. Or
but
like,
that's the thing, is that like they've got to, they learn from people who have been doing it since before them as well.
Yeah. So Oh, yeah, exactly. And we just have to appreciate each other and the different angles that we bring to the table.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Totally. That's the best way to look at it.
Yeah.
For sure. Because everybody's in their lane. And it's important to kind of like riff your lane, I guess.
Yeah. And I think, I guess that applies to society as well. Like, just, I mean, a lot of elders are like neglected because we just feel like they have no role to play. But man, they have so much rich history and knowledge to share and wisdom. And so everyone has their role. And I think to understand that, you feel good in the music scene and you feel good in society because, you know, you have a role to play. So
yeah.
Just got to stick in there and keep pushing.
Yeah, into it. Real into it. Now, the first track that you wanted to play is I'm Up.
Yeah.
Featuring Diggy Dupay.
Yeah. So that track is basically the intro starts off from the previous track before that, and it's about me never growing up but learning how to fly and trying to find myself. And then I'm Up is kind of a reassurance to myself. Yeah. It's the whole album, the whole EP is like self-reflective, and the tracks is a fun track, but at the same time I'm telling myself like, you'll be all good, like you're getting there, like keep pushing, even though like it's been a long time. Like I was telling you, I came up here like 12 years ago for a cypher with Breaking Rick, and I'm still jamming and I'm still like the old school up and coming, you know, like the veteran up and comer. So it's just like telling myself like, you're all good, like what matters is what you think. And the last line of my verse is telling myself, but one day I'll make my dad happy, like because he was the one that used to question me all the time. And 10 years ago he was like, you need to go study, or you need to, but now he's like really supportive because he finally sees, you know, the goal, and he sees the potential of what I'm doing and why I do it. And so he's real supportive now, and I'm like, yo, it's awesome. So that song is pretty much about that. Like, just I'm up, like, you know, I'm starting to fly. I'm flying. Happy thoughts.
Happy thoughts, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, let's give it a listen. Here is Rizwan with I'm Up featuring Diggy Dufe from Neverland.
And the lows, knowing to hold in the fold, and always keep family close. Been in the slump, pushing the window from the jump. Never give up, in the thick of it, just kicking the clutch. Hard work, pressure went under the pump. Gave pops my word. Did one of these days to be proud of a son? Down on my luck, down on my bucks, found in the slums, surrounded by thugs. Old man could be found in the pub, the lifestyle is a hell of a drug. Free up, hit a BML for the figure. Gotta feed the fan, but I never been a feeder. I'm a nucky, I'm about my money, gotta recognize it when they see it. Dubai. Started as a poem, pushing and pedaling, pondering power moves. Yes. Your word is powerful, never break it, that's what cowards do. Gotta hold yourself accountable, highly adaptable, that you can follow. Going up like my hands in the gallo. I'm a new egg, Luma. Hawker get no fucking lotto.
Got a 25 lighters on my dresser. Chump change with the bunk chains. bitch, nonetheless I, one day I'ma come slay under pressure. I don't want fame, I don't want pain, but I got bills though. But I got bills though. And I got bills so I'ma get mine, I'ma get mine. All I got is 25 lighters on my dresser. Chump change with the bunk shades, nonetheless I, one day I'ma come slay under pressure. I don't want fame, I don't want pay, but I got bills though. But I got bills though. And I got bills so I'ma get mine, I'ma get mine. I've been in and out of sleep, trying to count sheep, always being restless, trying to get free. And I keep stressing, mind on my money, money on my mind, and time keeps testing. Back to the board, remain strong, calibrate, brainstorm. No towel on the canvas, but I gotta slow down to a pace I can manage. Quit the madness, cause it's like a hard pause. Love and affection, throughout my life I had to ask many questions. Why, or how much higher should I climb? I and I wanna live a life with no more contention and strife. Cause one day, someway, I'll hold my own. But for now, all I got is 25 lighters on my dresser. Chump change with the bunk shades, nonetheless I, one day I'ma come slay under pressure. I don't want fame, I don't want pay, but I got bills though. But I got bills though. And I got bills, so I'ma get mine, I'ma get mine. All I got is 25 lighters on my dresser. Chump change with the bunk shades, nonetheless I, one day I'ma come slay under pressure. I don't want fame, I don't want pay, but I got bills though. But I got bills though. And I got bills, so I'ma get mine, I'ma get mine. Get money, get money, money, money. Get money, get money, money, money. Get money, get money, money, money. Stack it up, stack it up, stack it up. Get money, get money, money, money. Get money, get money, money, money. Get money, get money, money, money. But for now, all I got is 25 lighters on my dresser. Chump change with the bunk shades, nonetheless I, one day I'ma come slay under pressure. I don't want fame, I don't want pay, but I got bills though. But I got bills though. And I got bills so I'ma get mine, I'ma get mine. All I got is 25 lighters on my dresser. Chump change with the bunk shades, nonetheless I, one day I'ma come slay under pressure. I don't want fame, I don't want pay, but I got bills though. But I got bills though. And I got bills so I'ma get mine, I'ma get mine.
My goodness, my goodness, what a banger. That was Rizvan again, of course, with a track called Bills.
Yeah.
A third track on the record. And what kind of inspired you for that track?
Well, Bills, basically I was just talking about making music for the love of it. Even though I'm performing, and people are always like, oh, come perform, you're gonna get heaps of exposure.
Mm-hmm.
But exposure's not going to pay for my petrol. You know what I mean? Like,
I definitely feel you on that one.
So in the chorus, I think I'm saying, I don't want fame, I don't want pay, but I got bills.
Yeah.
You know? And that's just the essence of the song, like trying to explain, like, I do this for the love and I do it for the passion, but there's a point where you have to go, we all have to eat.
Yeah, gritty reality. That's how it is.
And so, yeah, I think this song was just something simple, but also I was getting sick of rapping and trying to fill in the 16 bars on every verse, so I thought I'd switch it up. And I'm not a singer, but I thought I'd attempt at doing something melodic, and yeah, that's what I came up with.
That's cool.
Yeah. Really? And it was just a quick beat too, so I made that beat in like 10 minutes, and I was like, oh, sweet. And the melody just kicked in, and I was like, oh, yep, it's on. Oh, so, hell yeah. Just jammed that out real quick.
Yeah, because you're saying off air just before that the whole thing came together quite quickly, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, except apart from Bills, which was done like maybe a month before release, I released the EP on the 9th of June, which was a Friday. Everything was recorded within Tuesday. Melodowns and Diggy came and recorded their parts, and then the rest of the week was all people sending in their verses and me just doing a quick hour mix on the Friday, like before release.
Done.
And so, I just had to get it off my chest there. And I put the pressure on myself because I feel sometimes you just have to put that fire up your bum and just be like, yo, you got to get this work done, put the deadline and work towards it. Because so if you keep going, you have all the time in the world, but sometimes we take time for granted and it's like, oh, I can do it tomorrow. Oh, yeah. I'll just do it next week. I'll go for a walk. I'll go gym tomorrow. Yeah. I'll go gym tomorrow. And then it's like, nah, now, like, do it. Get it done. Get out of the way. It might not be perfect, but hey, you did it.
Yeah, totally. And now it's out here and it's so good.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad I got it off. I got it done and yeah.
That's crazy. I don't think you don't really hear of many people turning things out that quick. Like you hear about like, oh yeah, you know, it took me, you know, a couple of weeks and then and it went away and got mixed and mastered for a couple months and then it came out and whatever. But I guess because you do all your work out of your home studio, right?
Yeah, I just have a cheap little setup downstairs in the basement, and I studied sound engineering. Not that it's, I mean, everyone can just Google how to do all this stuff, so it doesn't make me any more advanced, like have any more advantage than anybody else, but it's kind of helped the knowledge that I had. And yeah, I think it's just DIY, bro. Like that's the way it is now.
It's the way to be.
And
definitely
the next part is for me to learn how to promote and, you know, maybe get a manager or something and just trying to sort the admin side, I guess, and promoting myself and yeah, getting myself out there more and expanding my audience.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Which is you know, there's hella people out here that are loving it, so
yeah.
It seems to be working.
Sure, yeah, hard.
Yeah. So the next track, you want to play Lotus next, right?
Yeah, Lotus.
Yo, can you tell me about this? Because this is, you're saying before that like everyone's been hitting you up about this being the one. And yeah, like personally, it's the one for me as well.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's crazy because it was pretty close to not making the EP. I was pretty insecure about letting it go because it felt like a real vulnerable and I don't know, just the track was pretty personal. Mm-hmm. And especially with Lion Dixon, I just sent him the beat and he goes, yep, I got something. And when he sent it back, it was so relatable to me. But from my angle is about a girl that I've been with and I've broken up with, but I still think about her and still make excuses for her. Like when the boys are like, oh, what are you doing? You know, I'm just going to go chop this off. Or I still like give her presents on her birthday and you know, like that, even though we're not even together. So for me, I mean, and that's for real too. Like I ain't even going to lie. Like that's actual real life. Yeah. And so I put that on the track and I got a good friend of mine, LaCoco, who sings in the intro part. And she's singing a song that from Nat King Cole.
Oh, yeah.
And it's Autumn Leaves or something like that, and it's about the leaves just breaking down and shedding from the tree, and it's like the tree is still alive but it's losing its essence and it's just slowly you know, shedding itself.
Yeah.
that's how I feel like with relationships or previous relationships where you've had this, you made this real bond and you've grown like a tree, like from a seed and nourished it and watered it and it's grown, but and now it's withering away, but you still look at it and go, man, the potential, or like, you know.
Yeah, totally, totally. Yeah.
So it's still present, but you're not connected as such.
Yeah, and it can still be beautiful too.
Yeah, yeah, it still be beautiful too. And you have to appreciate from afar now. So, it's about that. So, but you know, miracles happen and life goes on, but sometimes you can come back with a bucket of water and reignite the flame.
Fingers crossed.
Bring it back to life.
So, here's Lotus featuring LaCoco and Lion Dixon from Neverland.
Yo.
Sharizan. Thank you.
just hit the what? I just hit the 3-point. I'm like, look at me, boy. I've been on some old school. Hit my dad's like Leroy. She been on some 5 for the night. Make it so rock. Think she changed her life, man. She done changed the whole squad. When I'm feeling good, I get reminded that you tripped and fell. You been on some who can see. I've been on some who can tell. I've been living life. It's just impacting the way people been reacting. And I hate it all except for you because you bad
so
like that.
So even though we done and dusted, huh? Readjusting, stuck on a dolo buzz. Reaccustomed, but still I'm under your curse. And months later on the real, still coming with terms. Struggle with words to manifest my state. And the rest would say, forget a swipe left. No stress and no yesterday, ay. But today I'll be watching the sun melt the heartaches away like I'm stuck in the mud. I'm trying to disguise my affliction with distractions. Kick it with the cats up in the alley for some action. But I'm sliding back, damn, can I get a lift? In a maze with Pac-Man, can I get a switch? Oh, I'm coming out, riding on the other side of town. But it ain't the same wave, cause you're not around. Shake it off, bring it on to the light buzz. Yeah, you right, shucks, let's just enjoy the night, cause
I just hit the 3-point, I'm like, look at me, boy. I've been on some old school, hit my dad's like Leroy. She been on some 5 for the night, make it so rock. Think she changed her life, man, she done changed the whole squad. When I'm feeling good, I get reminded that you tripped and fell. You been on some who can see, I've been on some who can tell. I've been living life, it's just impacting the way people been reacting. And I hate it all except for you because you bad like that.
It's been a few years under making, hey.
And sometimes
I would chase the race.
Excuses on my mind like that.
They keep telling me to stay away. And
all the time
I will wait in vain.
It's been a few
years under making, hey.
And sometimes
I would chase the race.
Excuses on my mind like that.
They keep telling me to stay away. And all the time
I will wait in vain. It's been a few years under making, hey.
So good. And yeah, it is the one for me. I think it's the one for me on that.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, man, so into that. And so we're gonna fit in one more. Yeah. And you've decided to go with you've chosen Life I Chose. Which features Diggy Dupe and Spike. Spike from Swidit. Yeah, yep. Swidit. Shout out to Swidit. Shout out for the amazing show the other night, by the way, out in Onehunga.
Yeah. I heard they went off.
It was so good, was awesome. Man. Just being outside and seeing everyone playing. It's so cool.
That's good.
And
that's
kids, too.
Yeah.
Kids at the show.
Shout out to the 312.
Always. So, the other individual who features on here is Diggy Dupe, who I don't know that much about at all. And you're saying that he's kind of like just a low-key dude.
Yeah, well, he's been on the low. Got a crew called Camo Collective, and they've been jamming Grey Lynn, Arch Hill, like Central guys. And we met at uni, and we've been jamming since. But we're working on his EP. He's got a 6-track EP. We're pretty much finished.
Cool.
And he's releasing in a few weeks. So we're just slowly building up to that. And he's just one of the boys, and he's on the come up. So I'm just kind of playing a mentor role at the moment, and just helping him put his music out.
Yeah.
And ill on the rhymes, mad on the mic. Like, it's just, so I'm trying to incorporate him as much as I can. And plus, I'm not trying to spit like 3 verses of 16 bars. So I've got to share the load.
Yeah, totally.
And these guys came with the heat. Like, I was surprised Spike, even though it was busy schedule, still came through and put his verse through. And Life I Chose, basically a day in a life type track, talking about an everyday basis, and just this is what we choose to do. Driving from here to Central to record, or from Central to North Shore to record, and performing at night, you know, just spending those hours putting in that work and trying to get the results that we want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all chosen.
Yeah,
it's
simple and plain, this song, but yeah, it's a good track.
Killer. So, Life I Chose featuring Digga Dupe and Spike from Rizvan on Neverland.
In the night, sorrow. In the night, sorrow. This the life I chose. This the life I chose. Here to right my wrong. Here to right my wrong. This the life I chose. This the life I chose. Every month, give thanks to the law. Bricks on the boat, sell his cell on the court. Black crew neck, Reeboks to the floor. Take two steps, lose stretch, then I'm off. Seat in the recline. Pull up to the Z with the Nissan. TE to the A, now we slide. And the 12's gon' shake to the B side. B-I-G, slick with the talk. Spit with the syllable, live with the walk. Six on the wrist, switch to the fall. Codename Riz with the kids on the shore. Straight to Central, days on the paper chase. No favors, gotta pay to play, no labels. Y'all stay away, another severe case of the major flavor.
In the night, sorrow. In the night, sorrow. This the life I chose. This the life I chose. The life I chose.
Wake up in the morning to some milk getting poured. Downs from the hill to the shore. Lace up my boots at the field with the fords. Scale with the swag, grin reap, gotta reap the rewards. Yeah, raise a blade for the fade fresh. 808 for the base step. Takeaways for the gains. Get Kamehameha for the waves. Yeah, big body bucket seat with a bird in it. Big boot with that work in it. From a place of the long whites, up a long whites all night. Two Tiana's and we swerve in it. Two port-a-port Hennessy, but trust the scrums always poured heavily. Yeah, that's the life that I chose. Hopping out of windows.
In the night sorrow. In the night sorrow. This the life I chose. This the life I chose. Here to right my wrong. Here to right my wrong. This the life I chose. This the life I chose.
I feel like I'm on top of the totem. Sipping that Vilema, but I'm not a Viking like Thai Odin. People name drop me like I know them, but I ain't mad. That comes with the gift of the gab. You were on top, then I switched to the man. Bitch, I'm the man. I elevate those like an indica plant that's zipped in a bag. Woo! I be the stony hunger rap lord. Money glide off the backboard. I got that dope man, but I'm not talking about the things that MGs be selling out of Jansport. We on a crash course. Come alive when the sun gaps. Parking lot where we drunk at, but we sip to the sun back. Tonight I feel 2-3 like I'm Jumpman.
In the night sorrow. In the night sorrow. This the life I chose. This the life I chose. Here to right my wrong. Here to right my wrong. This the life I chose. This the life I chose. In the night sorrow. In the night sorrow. This the life I chose. This the life I chose. Here to right my wrong. Here to right my wrong. This the life I chose. This the life I chose.
Yeah, you know what's that tongue of stallion? Family jewels like a medallion.
There you go. And then out to the outro after that.
Yo.
It's incredible, man. So good. We're just talking about it off here before. Like, it just feels so triumphant. Like, coming to the end of the EP and everything just feels like it's...
Yeah. It was definitely like a sonic journey from the top to the bottom.
And, definitely.
There was that triumphant, victorious mood right at the end there, just to finish it off. And the outro is just like when you're walking out of the cinema, like you don't really need to pay attention to it, but it's there.
I can see that.
Yeah, it was. I'm glad I got it done. I'm happy as with the feedback and all the love shown, and yeah, appreciate it all. And so on to the next. I'm working on a real short EP with my brother SFT, who makes beats. Doing something along the lines of Bills and Lotus, real melodic and real good vibes, and trying to get some funk in there, and just trying something different. You know, we're all artists, and there's no reason why we should be restricted to any genre or any category. So I'm just expanding and yeah, branching out, trying something new.
Cool. I'd love to hear you on some funk stuff, like, yeah, like boogie funk kind of thing.
Or? Yeah, it's, I don't know. It's just, it's, yeah, boogie funk. It's I feel like it's just something bouncy and feel good.
Yeah.
I don't want to, you know,
you don't want to put it too much.
Yeah. Put anything too specific on there, but it's, yeah, I guess it's more of an emotion and a feeling that's going to come through.
Yeah.
And that's what we're trying to achieve with this new one. So, yeah, so I'm not going to put a deadline on it yet. Otherwise, yeah, I'll put that too much pressure on myself. I'm still having a rest from the last one.
Which is well earned.
Yeah, it's a shot, bro. And, yeah, that's it. All on music on renaissancemusic.co.nz. If you want to check that out, or just check me out on Facebook, North City Rizzy.
Yeah, yeah. And you've got videos coming out for a bunch of these tracks soon, right?
Yep. Neverland's got a few videos in the works. Some are just in brainstorm discussion mode. But, yeah, definitely going to have some. And doing a joint release party with Diggy Dupay, hopefully, early August. Yeah, so it's a while away, but I'm not fast, man. It's, you know, it's going to happen. So hopefully videos will be ready. So it'll be a launch of the videos and official launch of the EP and Diggy Dupay's EP. And Melodowns will definitely be there. That's the bro. He's always there with us.
Yeah, definitely. And, I'll be there, 100%.
Yeah, hard, bro. We're just sorting out information and details, and then we'll keep everyone posted soon.
Yeah, cool. And it's just crazy how you say that, you know, a month away is just ages. So
yeah,
you're working on this 4-day deadline schedule before.
Hard, man.
Yeah.
Time flies, you got to make the most.
Hard out. And thank you so much for coming through, man. Yeah, I really appreciate it.
Appreciate it, bro.
Long player, Rizvan, North City Rizzy. Just like he says, hit him up on Facebook and Bandcamp, Renaissance Music. And get Neverland in your life. You cannot go wrong.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.